Each week, WSHIT takes a look at families around the world, getting a bird's eye view of what it's like to be in a nuclear family in the United States of America. This week, we take a look at Trudy and Judy Pachork. Let's hear what it's like to grow up as sisters in that most majestic of places, the U.S.
When we were growing up, we would share the toilet and go poop together. So we would basically straddle each other.
And like, you sometimes you had your arm around me like this.
Yeah, I think I always, yeah.
And it would drop, we would literally, we would poop at the same time.
Well, that certainly is one way to do it. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
However, if you'd like to text us, we promise someone here will get back to you.
One of our staff members.
One of our staff members in short order. That's what happens when you get as famous as we are. Mm-hmm, yeah. So you got staff members, security every time you walk into Denmark.
Yeah.
Oh, the commercial break. Ah, very good.
Big offices.
Yes, you make funny laugh about porn movie. Very good. Ha ha. Penis. I understand what you're saying. Penis. It's about the penis. We here at Denmark love your penis stories, Brian. Make more penis stories. We love rambling, nonsensical, goes nowhere stories. We love the commercial break.
Yes.
Tell more, Brian. Tell us your life.
Yes. Hey, I was with this talking pony, and then, you know, I didn't want to like it, but then I had to like it because I was like, the writing is so good.
The writing's not so good. What are you talking about? I watched an episode. It's a cartoon for children. Yeah. Is there an occasional laugh in there or a giggle? Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah, there is. But you know what? There are television shows that were written for you to laugh.
Yes.
Like, they're like scientifically created for you.
And Adult Swim has
plenty
of cartoons, yes, geared towards adults.
Yes. And it's scientifically created to tickle your little itch for whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I can only come to one conclusion. And this is another running theme. So they fall in love with the My Little Pony show. Then they go about getting all of these little fucking pony, you know, collectibles like I did with Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Right? That'll mean nothing in 10 years from now.
Right.
Doesn't mean shit now, won't mean shit later.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Someone sent me over here to help you with your gardening, Mrs. Crumpet.
That's right, Billy. I've got all kind of weeds all over my garden, and I need you to yank them out and push them in.
Oh, Mrs. Crumpet, I got you covered. I've got this special fertilizer that I mix up with my dumb old ramrod extender unit.
Oh, Billy, pull it out and let me see.
Well, Mrs. Crumpet, first of all, it's you really shouldn't be picking those roses without any panties on. You could get a thorn in there.
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
A thorn in the panties.
A thorn in my panties.
Welcome to the TCB Porn Studios. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy Ann.
Happy New Year.
Gardening
That's
edition.
That's a great hat.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my gardening hat.
It is your gardening hat.
I don't know. I think I look kind of cute in this. There's something charming about it.
It is. I like it.
I'm going to wear this next time I moderate a clubhouse room. To make me feel important, to remind everybody that I'm number 162 in
right.
Denmark. I'll have you
we
know.
Are all time.
That's
all
right.
Time comedy.
All time comedy. We're number 52 in Denmark. All time comedy.
Wow.
What the fuck that means, I have no idea.
We're huge in Denmark.
We've apparently people in Denmark don't
I don't understand this comedy. Very stupid.
I mean, that sounds like
sounds like
an Egyptian accent. Yeah,
this is very very interesting. Commercial break.
No, that's not it either.
Mm-mm.
Let's go to Austria, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like it very much.
Yeah.
I need the commercial break. Very good.
Go.
Yeah,
I think you're getting closer.
Dankeschön. Batze Busta. Hot the dog. Hot the dog. The dog. Hot the dig of the dog. I think that's it. A very good Danish accent. Thank you. Welcome to the commercial break. My name is Brian. Hot the dig of the dog, Brian Green. And this is my Chrissy Hoadley.
My Chrissy
Hoadley. And welcome to another edition of your funny commercial break.
Everyone laughing, having a good time. Yes? Good. Yeah. Okay. You can go to our clubhouse, Adams of Brian Green. Or you can go to BBC Chrissy. No, I'm going Asian. No, it's gone all over the place. I've offended everybody now.
Yep, exactly.
They're all like, is he appropriating? It was misappropriation. And trust me, it doesn't come from intention because I'm just a dumbass. At the tcbpodcast.com is where you can go to find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, and watch our entire library, or you can listen to it all from the convenience of one website. We have literally... This is technology you can't get anywhere else, Chrissy.
No, it's
This is technology
super.
You cannot find anywhere else.
NordVPN.
NordVPN.com /TCB. If you want to mask your IP address when you're getting to the TCB podcast. Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to let other people know.
I know. Like I said, I think most of it is just people that hate me from the year 1996 to 2007. But TCBpodcast.com, technology you can't get anywhere else. We do allow you to watch videos and listen to audio all from the comfort of your own home.
We will allow it.
We will allow it. Let it be done. 55 in Denmark. All time.
All time.
Who knows what that means?
Now I was like, what does it mean?
Yeah, that's why I don't get it. I used to get so excited about this stuff. We used to just, we would shout out every country that we're listening to.
People are listening to us in...
They're listening to us in Moldova and Iran. And then I see services like NordVPN and I realize that they're... it's my neighbor. Yeah. I wonder he doesn't cut his grass. He's always in that fucking studio talking. Pop, 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 with that yappy mouth of his.
No wonder he doesn't cut his grass.
It's probably the lady across the street with her cameras pointed directly at my house. Her cameras are pointed at my house. I'm like, what are you doing?
What?
Why are you watching my house? Watch your house. The fuck?
She wants to know when you're home.
I know. She wants to know. Yeah. I know. The other day, I saw her walk into my neighbor's house. And I was like, oh, shit. Clearly, she's on her way here, right? Yeah. But there was nothing that we could do. Because the window facing the neighbor's house is like open. So and we don't have any blinds or anything on it that we'd like it that way. But she saw us. She could see us in the kitchen. And I was like, motherfucker. Now we're going to get the visit from her. And she's going to want to, you know, give us ginger snaps or some shit. Here, 75,000 peach seeds. What am I going to have peach seed for? You can grow peach trees. Where do you want me to grow peach trees? In the pool? Come on, lady. Oh, there goes my gardening hat. Oh, snap. Wow. My gardening hat fell off for those of you listening. You can watch us. YouTube/the commercial break. YouTube.com/the commercial break. I'm a little bit off my game. I've been talking a lot lately. So 470-584-8449 is where you go. You can leave us a message or you can text message us. Standard text messaging rates do apply. However, if you'd like to text us, we promise someone here will get back to you.
One of our staff members
in short order. That's what happens when you get as famous as we are. Mm-hmm, yeah. You got staff members, security, every time you walk into Denmark.
Yeah.
Oh, the commercial break. Ah, very good.
Big offices.
Yes, you make funny laugh about porn movie. Very good. Ha ha. Penis. I understand what you're saying. Penis. It's about the penis. We here in Denmark love your penis stories, Brian. Make more penis stories. We love rambling, nonsensical, goes nowhere stories. We love the commercial break.
Yes.
Tell more, Brian. Tell us your life. Sit down with our most famous reporter, Unken Schmuck Monking, and sit down and have own conversation. Brian, tell us more about yourself. Well, I was born a small, poor white child. And so exciting.
You were born small?
Been poor. So he says. I'm now fantasizing about when I walk into Denmark and they're like, instantaneously, I have to sit down with their most famous reporter.
We're going to have to wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Whole time. It's just
the gardening hat.
That's right. We're going to be put up at their finest hotel, which in Denmark is probably a really nice hotel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, Denmark. You don't hear about problems in Denmark.
Mm-mm.
It's not like everybody's worried about Denmark. No. You know, it seems like a wonderful place to visit and live.
It does.
And when we were over in Switzerland, we thought about, let's go travel over to Denmark. But the truth is, you know, we didn't get a chance to do it. But I've just read up on it and I'm like, it's so beautiful over there. Nothing ever happens. It's like Switzerland. The streets are so fucking clean. Everybody's so fucking nice. I mean, most people at least are so fucking nice.
Yeah.
You know, they treat Americans with, you know, like we're
idiots.
A small puppy that got, you know, that just pissed the carpet.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. You know, good job. If you could
not piss on the carpet. We'd appreciate it. You know, like, you know, you pat a puppy on the head and smack it on its butt a little bit and send it on its way. That's kind of how the Swiss did it to us. But I have to say, but I have to say that they were all very nice, and the place was incredibly immaculate. Immaculate. The entire country.
Oh, my God.
It's as if they're vacuuming the streets.
Yeah, that's nice.
They have all-purpose cleaner for everything. The trees have all-purpose cleaner. You look up in the mountains, it's like organic. Crisp, fresh. Yeah, everybody's organic. Mm-hmm. And even the Walmart there, and they have a version of the Walmart. Even the Walmart sells incredibly fresh food that doesn't look like it's been tampered with. And I think it's just because they demand it. They're like, oh, I don't want that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And they're very nice people. Did you know that I had to separate all of my garbage when I lived over there?
Oh, that's a good thing.
When Astrid and I lived over there, we literally had 4 trash cans. We had to separate everything, and then we had to use
recycled.
Yeah, that's right. We had to use the community trash can. Mm-hmm. That means we had to recycle it, put it in bags, and then put it in the community trash can, which was down the street, which is a place where people went. Then they had like a cigarette stand and a coffee shop. You know, there's a coffee shop in every corner. There's a bar. Everyone, cigarette shop. You know, no one cares. Smoke a cigarette every once in a while. Whatever. Just don't be an idiot about it, right?
Yeah.
It's like they know how to be adults over there.
Right.
And here it's like, you know, I don't know. They just treat you like such shit. Everyone gets treated like such a shithead here. We're all just a bunch of dumbasses who have to be told what to do. We're really small children, it feels like.
They've just been doing it longer, I think.
Adulting a lot longer than we have. Yeah, that's right.
We are like the small little puppies.
That's right. I mean, even the people who are home. I mean, I'm not saying that homeless is a good condition for anybody, right?
No.
But even the homeless people seem to be taken care of over there.
Yeah.
If you have a heroin problem, you know what they do? They send you to rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. Or they give you a safe place to do the heroin. You know why? Because they know it's killing everybody. And they're like, you don't need a fucking jail. You need help.
Yeah.
Or you need a safe place to do it. So at least we can keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
So at least you won't overdose poor, broken, alone. You'll mm-hmm. do it here. And we'll be able to save you.
Yeah.
What a fucking smart idea.
Yeah.
It's about personal responsibility. And if you, whatever you want to do, but you know, we're going to set aside a little bit of resource to make sure that everything that you don't get yourself in too much trouble.
Yeah.
Here we put everybody in jail. We treat everybody like a fucking child. No one can do anything without hurting themselves. It's a fucking obnoxious. It's like, I only have one big trash can where I just pour a bunch of trash into it.
Yeah.
And you know, the trash guy comes by, throws it in. I never see it again. There. Yeah. You have to take personal responsibility. You know why? Because when you go to the store, you cannot buy a box of trash bags anywhere
really?
In Switzerland.
I didn't realize no. that. No.
You can at the home and garden store, like a Home Depot, right?
Like
or the
leaves.
Home and garden section. You can buy like a big plastic bag that you can use to like pack
for
things
gardening.
Up. Yeah.
But back to
gardening. It's all roads lead back to saving the planet. But you cannot throw those away. And if you get caught throwing those away, you're in big fucking trouble.
Oh.
Right? You get fined and it's a whole thing. And, you know, and there are people around the town center that would see you being irresponsible.
And they would shit you.
Yes, they would shame you. Shame. 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 What's up, it's a blind green. What you doing? You'll be on the commercial break. Talking about it.
Yep.
Did you see Maria? She put her tin in a glass, in the glass box. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I go over there. I got to go to the front counter, and I got to ask for a special type of bag. It's either a B6 or a 2.7 or a 3.4. I mean, I didn't know, but I knew. I figured out very quickly, I need a 3.4, literally by asking people, right?
Yeah.
What do I need for the glass? Oh, you need a 3.4. Oh, okay, give me a 3.4. Mm-hmm. And it's got 3.4 written all over it. And then if you got to put the 3.4 in the 3.4, and if you get caught doing something else, you're busted.
Wow.
But it's about you taking personal responsibility for yourself and the people around you. And, you know, some people say it's socialism. Okay, well, you know, pay high taxes. It's beautiful over there. Look, they're all doing great. Got
and
great
they
jobs.
Us.
They're feeling good.
And they love us.
They love us.
Yeah.
They think we're great. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
Welcome to the commercial. My name is Brian, and I'm done preaching. At TCB Chrissy, at Brian Green on Clubhouse. If you need an invite to this weekend's Stephen Burr show, I mean, Stephen Burr. Look at me, Chrissy. This is just.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind 24 hours.
Yes.
Stephen Wright is going to be in the Comedy Podcast Club in our Only Joking Room with Eddie Brill this Sunday, the 9th of May. So if you're listening to this on the week preceding the 9th, then if you need a link to get into that particular room, we can send one to you. Just DM us at the commercial break, or you can go to Clubhouse at TCB Chrissy at Brian Green and follow us. I will then send you a link to become part of the Comedy Podcast Club, and then you can go reserve a space for yourself. But get there early, because it's gonna, if it was anything like last night, then it's gonna get fucking nuts. Yeah. So just do that.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted to say I saw the most the funniest thing on in the world. I want you to listen to the following sentence that is in an encyclopedia.
Okay.
The horngus of a donglefish is attached by the scrundle of his dill sac. Hmm. I repeat that. The horngus of a donglefish is attached by the scrundle of his dill sac. I knew I couldn't say it to myself.
Are we going back to our porn studio?
No. They're describing the horngus of a donglefish.
You know, the old donglefish.
You know, the old donglefish. He's got a horn sack with a scrundle. I'm gonna start calling like my undercarriage the scrundle. Right in my scrundle. Pep, pep. My scrundle. You know, the scrunchy place where the two things come together. In my scrundle.
Is it one scrundle?
I can't wait till I have Oscar back. What?
Is it one scrundle?
Oh, you could have two scrundles. I don't know. In some cases, I bet people do have two scrundles.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a condition like where you have two scrundles? I know there's conditions where you have no scrundle. Oh. I know that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Where like your let me see, excuse me. Yeah, excuse me while I look this up. Your horngus.
Your horngus.
Your horngus and your dill sack are connected. And you don't have a scrundle. Your scrundle.
It's a recessed scrundle?
Yes. It's an absent scrundle. Abscessus scrundle.
The scrundle hasn't dropped yet?
No, you don't have. You need the doctor to help you get that scrundle out. Come on, scrundle. Excuse me, where's your scrundle? It's right over here. Near, hanging out with this hongus. Oh my God, I knew this would be funny. I knew this would be funny. I knew I would laugh about this.
Where did you find
it? I don't know. Somebody posted it. They said every word in this. It makes me laugh. Shithead Steve. Shithead Steve. Yes. Yeah, he's so good. He's so good. He posts the funniest shit. And this is some of the funniest shit. Let me repeat. The horngus of the donglefish is attached by the scrundle of his dill sack. There you go, guys.
Yes.
Take that out into the world and prosper.
Yes. Share it.
Listen, you got that big final coming up where you got to give a presentation in front of the whole college class. You're arguing a big court case.
You're halfway there.
You're arguing a big court case in front of the Supreme Court this week. You're on that Zoom call for that brand new promotion.
Just mention that.
I'm gonna drop some
knowledge.
Welcome, and I'm gonna get big Podfest speaker. I'm doing a keynote over the Podfest. That'll be the 12th at 11 o'clock. In case you want to go, use the code TCB to get in for free. That's the Podfest Masterclass. Podfest Masterclass. We'll leave a link. But I'm gonna start it off, and I'm just gonna be like, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Brian Green, and after further evaluation,
my scrundle,
the horngus of a donglefish, is attached by a scrundle to the dill.
Yeah, start off with that. Lead with that.
Lead with that. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, lead with that. They always say, you know, when you're presenting, you should
lead with your strong. Lead with your strength.
Make people laugh.
That's right. Make people laugh. But I think we should use it seriously.
Yeah.
Dear Supreme Court, I am here in the case of the United States versus, you know,
the donglefish.
And I would like to say, in fact, the dongle is attached to the dill sack of the hongus. Honor in the court! Honor in the court!
I did see somebody saying, like, what? I mean, is your dill sack not attached? What?
Your dill sack isn't attached to your scrundle? What happened to your scrundle? What are you talking about? Everyone's hongus has got the dill sack and the scrundle. It's all
common
attached.
Knowledge.
It's up there in the trunk. It's all in the undercarriage. The undercarriage.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi,
people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, now with enough fooling around. Thank you to our sponsors. Enough fooling around. We got to get to some very serious, serious stuff.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time. You know, I was thinking about this last night as we were running into this recording. I was thinking about, I have a hard time believing whether or not this is serious or whether or not we should be just having a great time with it. And so I'm just going to have a great time with it.
Okay.
And I just want to preface this by saying, I do not care. And Chrissy doesn't care. Neither of us care, nor do we give a shit. Who you like, what you do in life or in the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Each to their own.
You're a guy, you like a guy, God bless you. You're a guy, you like a whatever. I mean, you get the point, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just, creed, yeah. Color, sex, sexual orientation, it doesn't matter. We don't give a shit. You're all welcome here. However, there are times... when you're just, when it's just, might be taking it just a little bit too far. Just okay. A little itsy bitsy
yeah.
Too far. And in the case of the bronies, I'm having a hard time deciding a whether
bronies?
A bronies.
Is that like a bro?
It's like a bro okay. And a pony mixed together. It's oh. A brony.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Do explain, yes.
In the 1980s, there was a, you would know because you grew up around the same time that I did, there mm-hmm. was an explosion on the scene, a glitter bomb of happiness brought to us by a cartoon called My Little Ponies.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I loved that okay. show.
I watched
it,
too.
I had a little pony.
Yeah.
I had a My Little Pony.
I did not, but I think that was simply because my, the time, my parents probably thought, oh, that's for girls. We don't buy little ponies.
Right.
But we did on occasion, on Saturday mornings, we would catch a My Little Pony cartoon. I didn't find myself very interested in it. But it was something that I would watch because you couldn't change the channel back then because you would have to get up, stand up, turn it, tune it in, get your TV ears, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
You just watch what was on.
You watch what was on. That was it. Mm-hmm. It was no turning the channel. There was no DVR, none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
But My Little Pony was hugely popular back then. And they put it away. After like 3 years, they put it away and they said, no more My Little Ponies. We'll come back to it maybe the next time. So what they did is that like maybe 10 years later, they came back to it. In a different version of My Little Pony, calling it, you know, whatever, Spirit 2 or whatever.
Spirit.
Don't ask me. I don't even know. Espiritu Santos number 2, right? And so now they're on My Little Ponies number 2, and this is basically what they do, is like every 8 years, they reinvent the My Little Ponies in a new edition with a new cartoonist and a new...
Oh, okay.
You know, new name.
They're still doing new ones.
Yeah. They're doing new ones, but they put it away after a minute, and they bring it back. And they put it away, and they bring it back. This latest version... My Little Pony Magic Friendship, or Friendship is Magical, or whatever it is. I'm sorry if I'm getting it wrong, right? But I'm not into it. That's not my thing. Yeah. That doesn't make you a bad person. I don't want to make you think that I think I'm better than you because you're into My Little Ponies. But I just think it's a little bit oddball that a bunch of grown adult men are into My Little Ponies, a cartoon for children.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That does seem a little odd.
Now, whether or not it's for boys or girls, I'll give you that point. I don't. Who gives a shit what they're watching, right? My son likes a bunch of stuff that I would normally say, oh, that's probably geared for girls, but it's not really. It's just a cartoon, and that's what they like, right? So you can't say one way or another.
Story.
That's right. It's a little story. It's cute. And okay, there's a little character running around and my son likes it. Yeah. He thinks it's cool. Okay. Like Vampirina or whatever it is. Doc McStuffins. They're all what you would consider, you know, cartoons that were probably have more feminine energy than male energy. So I don't blame kids for liking whatever they like. But you're a grown man.
Yeah.
And when you're choosing between Breaking Fucking Bad and My Little Pony, and you're saying My Little Pony is the better television. No, it's not. It wasn't written for you. It was written for a four-year-old.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Wait, so this is a thing?
This is a thing.
It's okay.
Tens of thousands of grown adult men. Tens of thousands. They are selling out arenas for BronyCon. BronyCon!
No way.
Get a fucking job. What the fuck?
Wait, explain it a little bit more.
Okay, so first of all, I got some clips.
They like the cartoon.
They like the cartoon.
Actual little toy.
They like the toys. They like it all. They
just everything about
according to them, that it started when the cartoon came out and a few guys, not intending to like it, watched it with some of their girlfriends, right? Okay. Then all of a fucking sudden they call their friends. This is what they say, almost to a T. They all have, it's like they're a cult. They all say the same thing. You know, I watched a couple episodes with one of my friends. You know, she said, hey, you want to watch My Little Pony? It's a really good show. You should watch. No, it's not. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right? It's a fucking talking pony. It's a talking pony. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, it was a talking pony. And then, you know, I didn't want to like it, but then I had to like it because I was like, the writing is so good. The writing's not so good. What are you talking about? I watched an episode. It's a cartoon for children. Yeah. Is there an occasional laugh in there or a giggle? Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah, there is. But you know what? There are television shows that were written for you to laugh.
Yes.
Like they're like and scientifically like adult, created
and
for you.
And Adult Swim has
plenty of
cartoons, yes, geared towards adults.
Yes. And it's scientifically created to tickle your little itch for whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I can only come to one conclusion. And this is another running theme. So they fall in love with the My Little Pony show. Then they go about getting all of these little fucking pony, you know, collectibles like I did with Dick Tracy. Yeah. Right. That'll mean nothing in 10 years from now.
Right.
Doesn't mean shit now. Won't mean shit later. No, God. Right. And then it goes a little bit too far.
Oh, okay.
They start dressing up like My Little Ponies.
What?
They start clopping, which you don't even want to know what this is, but I got to tell you for context. It's masturbating to My Little Pony porn.
No.
Because it's a cartoon. They can easily replicate what they're seeing on television. A halfway talented artist can now draw a My Little Pony, and he can make his own cartoon
or
computer-generated cartoon. And guess what they do? With all their talents and all of their skills, everything that they got in every inch of creativity in their bone, where they could be out there making money, doing, you know, wall art, they could be whatever the fuck it is they could be doing, they're making My Little Pony porn where they have ponies with genitalia. Fucked up, man.
That is fucked.
Come on. Yeah. We all know that a My Little Pony is made for a 4 or 5 or 6 year old girl. Therefore, the My Little Pony cartoon would appear to me that the ponies are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So now you're putting patootie tangs. Yeah. But that's a horrible name for a vagina, but patootie tangs on a pony and then putting your human, you know, cock inside of the patootie tang. It's highly disturbing.
Oh, my God. I don't want to watch it.
You don't even want to know.
No.
You don't even want to know. Okay? I saw two pictures, and I was like, that is enough for me.
Yeah.
I have seen it all.
God, I mean, people, the depths.
The depths of depravity that, yes. If we lose half our audience because I do this episode, I am going to know exactly where the commercial break found. I'm going to do like an apology. I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, bronies. I'm going to literally wear a horn and hoofs, and I'm going to be like, did it.
Some glitter.
Come get me.
we'll know what audience we were catering to.
Okay, so the point is, this is highly disturbing material.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Because it appears to me that you are fucking a childlike pony, because now you're attracted to ponies. Ponies!
Yeah, ponies.
They're cartoon characters.
Yeah, with like pink hair and glitter.
I know that it's hard to get laid out there in the real world. I get it. I get it. I know that it's tough. I talk to my friends out there in the single world.
In the wild.
It's hard to get laid when you're married sometimes. I mean, that's just the world we live in. It's just a thing. I know it's hard for a brother out there to stick his dick in something, you know, and make it consensual. And, you know, you got to follow all these rules. And, you know, that's just the world that we live in. Yeah, yes. you got to have consensual sex. It's got to be with a real woman, and you know, you
or
might
a man.
Or a man, whatever, or whatever,
yeah,
but not a little pony.
Not a pony, don't do the pony. Don't go towards the pony,
or not a stuffed pony that you sew a vagina on. It's highly disturbing.
Oh my god! Wow, like I wonder the psychology in that.
I'll tell you the psychology.
What is happening?
You're fucked up. You need to go to a therapist. Your mom and dad didn't pay enough attention to you or some shit or too much attention to you. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Something. Whoa.
Chrissy.
Brian.
We can't have bronies running around our streets fucking our little children ponies. This is not the world we want to live in.
No.
You guys, you got to get out there and you got to have intimacy with real women. With actual
people.
Or people. People. I'm sorry. I've been saying women.
Adults.
I'm saying that because the clopping really is focusing on like the women ponies, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that there's lots of gay men and other men, you know, who like other things that are probably into brony, probably into this brony thing too. But the reality is, guys, you have to get out there and you got to touch real people.
Yeah.
You got to have real conversations. Now, this BronyCon offers them an opportunity to do so. But what do? They just go right into the clopping. Now all of a sudden, it's just a clot. It's like, you know, clot hopping or whatever they fucking call it.
Clot hopping.
Clot hopping. Got some clot hopping down in Wisconsin. Got his head stuck in a grill of a car. Try to get him out. Car. What's that? Clot hoppers. Ponies. Who's fucking a pony? What? Who does this? Back in my day, you know what you did with a pony? You rode it like a man. You saddled it up. Headed out west. Don't put your penis in it. You can't even stand that tall. How do you get that tall? What do? You get a ladder? No, I learned with a ladder. What was a ladder? I put a ladder on a pony's ass. That's dangerous, son. You know, never be behind a pony. Never get behind a horse. You get kicked right in the patoom chains. Right in the scrundle. You get hit right in the hongus. Now listen, I have searched the internet far and wide to try and tell a tale here that I can weave seamlessly that you might understand.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm doing a great job.
Are you using your time wisely?
I'm surprised I'm still married, quite frankly. Between the commercial break, Clubhouse, up at 1 a.m. texting Dane Cook. Hey, Dane. Hey, who's this?
Hey.
Brian.
Who's this?
Bye.
You up?
Yeah. You up? Nudes. Pixar didn't happen. Okay, all right. So I want to share with you a few of these clips that I caught on the internet. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
No one's ready for this, actually. No one's ready for this, but I'm going to try and walk you through it. Okay, some of these clips are a little bit on the longer side. We'll walk through it as we go on.
One of my friends called me on Skype one day and said, "Hey, have you seen this show? My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. It's so good." And I was like, "Isn't that like a show for little girls?"
Yes. Yes, it is.
What is that music?
They have whole music. By the way, this is music specifically for bronies. They have whole songs dedicated to bronies, and the bronies run around singing them. You know, "Friendship is magic. We love each other."
Really?
Yes. "Arrest everybody here at this conference." That's what I'd be doing. I'd be like, "Arrest everybody." All right, all you bronies, line up. Hoofs first. Put your hoofs in the air.
Okay, I want all your bronies to line up. Tails to ass. All right. Hey, you. Don't move that hoof of yours, or I'll shoot you with my tranquilizer gun. You're all under arrest for defiling a pony. Friendship is magic, my ass.
Yeah.
It's more like...
Yeah, that seems like a disguise for something else.
Friendship is magic!
Wanted to have a show about six characters, six girls, six ponies, who were friends with one another.
And next thing I know, I was kind of leaning forward into my monitor, and I was like, this show is amazing.
No, you weren't.
Next thing I know, I'm leaning closer to my monitor.
I'm starting to think that maybe like the show has some kind of subliminal messaging in it, because yeah. I watched like 30 seconds of an episode, and I was like, it's fucking ponies dancing around with glitter bombs. Yeah. Like they're holding hands and, you know, clapping. What do you call them?
Hooks. Yeah. The horseshoes.
Yeah, remember those little horseshoes?
Good luck.
Click, 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 click. Yeah. Yeah. Pink. And that's their greet to each other, by the way. They click hooves.
The show itself is extremely well done. The art is fantastic. The writing is wonderful. And the voice acting is just impeccable.
Dear Princess Celeste.
What?
The show itself is extremely well done.
Yeah, here's some expert. Here comes in some AV expert. That's not Peter Travers from Rolling Stone, in case anybody wants to know. That's it. Yeah.
Well, he was leaning closer to his monitor.
That's right.
Says something.
Anybody who leans in like a professional is like, the writing is excellent. The voice characters are spot on. The story arc is unbelievable. Says John from his mom's basement. Says John. Says John with a saddle on his back. Says John with a tail.
It's spot on.
Spot on.
The storytelling's amazing.
Yeah, those are adjectives you don't hear often. Spot on, says the guy with a tail attached to his jeans. Attached to his Calvin Klein. Got him on discount. Nordstrom Rack.
Today I learned
there's this huge movement of guys that are just so into the show.
It's not a show that you'd expect a lot of people my age and older to watch.
No, it's not.
The ponies.
I know. It's like, why does it always go death metal? The ponies. Magic is coming to get you. Magic is friendship. Oh my god. Let me play another clip for you.
When is this show from? Or this is just from the internet.
This is from the internet. It's not on
My Strange Addiction.
No. But there is My Strange Addiction does have, there is a whole thing in, like, there's a whole fetish about being a horse, right? Okay. About being a pony. But this is not, or I don't think these two fetishes are mixed together. I think this is really about the My Little Ponies, but there are people who want to be a pony. Like, they actually want to be a horse. That's a whole different thing altogether. Okay, we'll do more My Strange Addiction down the road. Maybe we'll do it next week. Okay, let's listen to another clip. Oh, this is a very long clip, but I want to play some of it. This guy recorded himself coming out to his father as a brony.
Coming out. Okay.
Dad, Mom, I have to tell you something. I'm in love with this stuffed animal, this semen-filled stuffed animal you gave me when I was six.
I've got to tell you something.
Here's a piece of advice, ladies. Or guys. If you find yourself swiping right or swiping left, and then you hit on some guy, and then you find out, you know, a little bit too late in the dating cycle that he's a brony, and you get to his house and you find there's a bunch of stuffed animals, like My Little Pony stuffed animals around, don't touch those. Mm-mm. They have been defiled. Yeah. You can almost guarantee. You can almost guarantee that there's been a lot of whacking off going on to those ponies.
Dad?
Yeah?
Hey, can I tell you something?
I mean,
can I tell you something?
That sounds like a great relationship from the start, right there.
Dad. You can tell these.
Can I tell you something?
Let me tell you about my best friend. It's a little pony in my room.
Okay.
Why are you calling me? I told you never to call me.
Right.
Dad sounds like a dad of the year. He's one, and then at the end, he's gonna wonder why his son is fucking a plastic pony. I told you to never call me on this phone number or any phone number for that matter.
Oh. All right. Well, are you sitting down right now?
What?
Where are you right now?
What does it matter? Where are you? This is a stick up.
Are you sitting down right now?
Are you sitting down? What does it matter? Because if you are sitting down, could you stand up for a second? I hate when people ask that question. Are you sitting down? Not anymore. Because nothing good ever comes after. Are you sitting down?
We need to talk.
Yeah, we need to
are
talk.
Are you sitting down?
Oh. I went to my dad's house this weekend, and he gave like some family information, right? Some family news. But then we walk in the door, and he says, "Brian, I want you to sit down. We have something to talk." Nothing ever good comes after that conversation. No. Not a thing.
Yeah, somebody's not like, guess what? I'm in love again, or I'm so happy.
I know. It's like, I lost your inheritance to a Nigerian oil scammer.
I'm at our grandmother's watching the dog, why?
All right. Dad, I've been wanting to tell you this for a while now, but, God, it's kind of hard to say. I'm a bro.
What the hell is that?
I watch My Little Pony, Dad.
What?
You had the same reaction I did. Right. I was like, what? Is this a thing? I mean, I don't know
what
about
the hell
this
is
for
that?
You. Yeah.
Brony?
Brony? Oh.
What the hell's that?
I thought. Saw My Little Pony. Did you what? Say you're getting married? You say you've touched a woman? I have a bottle of champagne. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that phone call.
About your grandmother.
Yeah. I got the second base. I have 5 bottles of champagne in the one for each base.
I watch My Little Pony with my friends.
I watch My Little Pony with my pants down, Dad. I watch My Little Pony with a bottle full of lube.
My pants down.
Oh my God.
I'm a brony.
I'm a brony, Dad. I'm a brony. Oh, what the sense of pride his father must have right now. As a father myself, I feel like I can see myself in this moment. I would just be
brimming. I've always wanted my son to say this.
Yeah. Of all the things I wanted for you, just an attraction to a woman, a small girl's cartoon is all I've ever wanted.
Exactly. That's really gay.
Oh,
actually, are you gay or something? Are you gay?
No, Dad, I'm not. Dad, I'm not gay. A lot of my friends watch it. We all watch it. A couple of my friends even have the action figures.
A couple of my friends even have the action figures that no one wants to touch because they're pretty disgusting. You don't trade bronies. It's like, you know, when I have an action figure, I do my thing with it. You do your thing with it. It's a jealousy thing, Dad. You don't touch my pony. I don't touch yours. You know how it goes. One time I came in and I caught Bob fucking my little... Fucking my little plastic doll.
Me and my friends do it. Yeah.
Me and my friends do it. It's all good, Dad. We do it together. We clop together. I could just see a room full of guys with these stuffed animals just riding them with their pants down. Oh, butterfly or whatever her name is. Oh, gingerfish, whatever. I don't even know what they're gingerfish.
I don't know the names either. But that sounds about right.
Yeah, gingerfish and butterfloney. Butterfloney. Butterfloney and gingerfish. Unite! If we touch ponies while we're whacking off, is that gay? If I'm fucking my pony from behind and you're fucking your pony from behind and we touch pony noses, is that gay?
No.
What the hell is this? What happened with the ICP thing? What happened with
Insane Clown Posse? Like, that's any better.
The Insane Clown Posse? Is
yeah,
that what he said
ICP, which is Insane Clown Posse.
What happened with that?
And what happened with that? That was such a healthy... That was such a
that
healthy
seems better
habit.
Now.
Yeah. I loved it when you were smoking crystal meth, doing hot rails off the back of some stripper's ass, getting tattoos, drinking Faygo.
That seemed like it was going somewhere.
Yeah, I really felt like you were going to be captain of your ICP group.
Yeah.
They vote you out? How many was there? Three of you? Couldn't make it to captain? No? I thought you saw a breast one time. I thought we were heading in the right direction. No? No? Well, Charlie, I got to say, of all the phone calls I wanted to receive today while I was watching your grandmother's dog, this is not one of them.
I'm not sitting down.
Dog's dead. Dog's dead. Forgot to feed it. Oh my god. Okay, a couple more minutes.
I still like ICP. It's called a hatchet pony.
I still love
ICP. Now me and my pony drink Faygo together. Oh, we're both going to the Juggalo Festival this summer. I bet. I will bet you $1,000. And listen, I know the Juggalo. I know a lot of people who are Juggalos speak highly of the Juggalo festivals, right? You know, it's just a thing. It's like the
Juggalo Festival.
No. ICP. Okay. Insane Clown Posse. Okay. We'll do one on the Juggalos. I don't want to go through it all here. I'm gonna try and stay a little bit focused on this very difficult to focus Monday afternoon.
Yes.
But basically, Insane Clown Posse mm-hmm. has fans, and they are called Juggalos.
Oh, okay.
And they have a Juggalo festival every year that is as crazy as you can expect it to be.
Yeah.
It's rednecks and strippers and, you know, lots of drugs and, you know, people with their pants around there. I mean, it's just like, yeah. It is just, you should insane. Watch. I'm going to send a documentary for you to watch okay. and you'll get the full flavor of the Juggalo. Okay. And they are fucking insane. But a lot of the people who go there are like, listen, these are my friends. They're the only friends yeah. that I have. So maybe the bronies are like that too. Maybe it's just, maybe for some of these people, it's just about more about getting a friendship,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
I don't have a friend.
Being a part of a group.
Being part of a group. That's right. okay, what are we running up here? We're running up against 45 minutes. Maybe should we break this into two? Do you think we should break this into two or keep going?
Well, I don't know. What?
I don't know. How do you feel about it? This is one of those decisions we have to make as a podcast. And we've gotten feedback that when we're on a roll, we should keep going.
Well, I want to hear the rest of
okay,
this.
Okay, let's keep on going.
Out,
okay,
least.
Let's keep on going. Okay. One second here. Burp, burp, burp. Burp, 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 burp. Oh, now, you know what? Hold on one second, and we'll be right back. Okay, just give me a second, because I accidentally pressed the button to reset it.
Hey, so. Can I tell you something?
Okay, so if you want to take a puff, go for it.
All right, well, are you sitting down right now?
Am I what?
Where are you right now?
I'm at the grandma. I'm at our grandmother's watching the dog. Why?
All right, Dad, I've been wanting to tell you this for a while now, but, God, it's kind of hard to say. I'm a bro.
What the hell is that?
I watch My Little Pony, Dad.
What?
I watch My Little Pony with my friends. I'm a brony.
What?
That's really gay.
That's gay.
Actually,
I'm sorry, are you gay or something? Are you gay?
Are you gay,
no,
Steve?
No, Dad. I'm not gay. It, a lot of my friends watch it. We all watch it. A couple of my friends even have the action figures.
Are you gay?
No.
What the hell is this? What happened with the ICP thing? What happened with
I still like ICP. It's called a hatchet pony.
What happened with the cars and what happened?
Okay.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay. We had to, I had to reset the tape because I accidentally rewound it. But okay, here we go.
Everyone's fucking wanting to build motorcycles.
I'm still doing all that, but
I'm still doing it and all that in between fucking my phonies. Every time I get a break from whacking off them with little ponies, I'm out there building that motorcycle.
There, I'm on the motorcycles. Yeah. I'm listening to Insane Clown Posse.
I got pony riding shotgun.
I got a sidecar.
I just put it right in front of me. We ride down the street with the little, you know, unicorn and the glitter.
Hair flowing
in
the wind.
Glitter flying everywhere. Dad, this is the most manly thing I could have told you. You just don't understand kids today. You're still at that age where you're scared of pussy, Dad.
You're telling me now, you replaced, like, what, you know, you replaced wanting to fix up toilets and motorcycles to fucking watching a child show?
Oof. Dad, it's not a child show.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
That's Charlie. That's where you get it wrong, or whatever your name is. First of all, this dad is winning no awards here. I mean, he can't even be a little bit understanding. Like, son, can you do a therapist? Do you need help? Like, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think this is a healthy thing for you to be doing. But no, dad's like, oh, you're fucking gay? I mean, first of all, let's cut with the colloquial bullshit. You know, are you gay? No, you're not gay because you watch My Little Ponies. You're a little weird.
You might have other problems.
Yeah. When you combine an Insane Clown Posse and the Bronies together, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. My Little Pony. Excuse me. A fucking show about, what was it, toys?
It's about friendship and magic.
Oh.
And really hot ponies.
It's friendship and magic.
Dad, it's like Baywatch for ponies. When I watch them clopping down the road, I can't help myself. Dad.
Come on. I still like all the stuff I used to like. I'm just throwing this in.
It's just another. Yep. Listen, Dad.
Are
just
you still
another,
sitting down?
Yeah. Are you still grandma's? Where's the dog? Dad, this is just another iron in my fire. Yeah. You know how I started that company to build motorcycle, Charlie's build a motorcycle company? Well, now it's a Build-A-Bear with only ponies. I got a lot of people interested.
Oh, friendship and magic. Totally not a child show. Please, come on.
Dad, there's a really big fan base, and they even have a convention in San Diego that was like
homosexual.
Oh.
Dad, they're not, dude, girls even, grown women even come to this thing.
No, they don't. Yeah. There are some grown women at the BronyCon because I watched a whole movie about, I'm not sure they're paid. I think they're just looking for friends too, right? I mean.
And magic.
Yeah. And they also, they really got into it when they were children. And now.
All right.
Yeah. And listen, if you have a room full of guys and you're going to be one of the only few women there.
Yeah.
I can understand the allure. Like, hey, if there was. There was a commercial break. There was a Brian Green fan club, and it was all women. I might show up, right? Well, I'm married, but you know what? You get what I'm saying.
Yes. There's a huge fan base.
It's acceptable for women because it's a show about fucking cartoon characters talking about love and fucking kiss and rainbows, sunshine, and all that other shit.
Shit.
Yeah, I think this is becoming less about Charlie and more about Dad.
Yeah.
You're just gay, son. You're just a homo. That's all you are. Homosexual. Dad, I wish I could talk to that guy. I wish I could just be like, do you know how much damage you've done to your son? You wonder why your son likes Clown Posse and Bronies.
Yeah.
You know why? It's because you've never once told your son he is okay just as he is.
Yes.
Yeah. And in a situation like this, you call for professional help. And you talk your son off the ledge. You'd be like, hey, dude, you can't be
BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com. You cannot be fucking ponies. BetterHelp.com. You cannot be fucking ponies. BetterHelp.com. Please don't fuck the ponies. I think they have something in the copy that says, if you're fucking a pony, don't call. This is not for pony fucking. Not meant for pony fucking. Oh man. Oh, yeah. You want to hear a little bit about clopping?
No.
I mean, okay, just real quick. While we decided to stay longer. Hold on one second.
I had some discussions with people over our ponies over at the clopping Reddit.
There's a whole subsection of Reddit dedicated to clopping. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go there.
No, I'm not.
Don't go there. Unless you want to use BetterHelp.com.
IRC chat, and I learned some things about myself. One thing is that I consider clopping to be an art form.
You consider clopping to be an art form. You consider masturbating to ponies an art form. Mm-mm. And by the way, I recorded this video.
I mean, art is subject to interpretation. Sure. But,
sure. Mapplethorpe took it a long way.
But,
yeah. Listen, I consider my lovemaking an art form, right? I'm not sure Astrid thinks the same thing. I think she thinks of me as a cartoon pony. She's like, oh, here he comes again with his dongle and his hornfish. He's, look at his scrundle. Here comes his scrundle. What a scrundle.
And I consider it to be something that can be classy and something that can be disgusting.
Okay.
Most people think that clapping is disgusting, I think, but I think that it can be classy. One thing that would make it classy is the aversion to, or if you put the genitals off camera. Now, that seems weird to a clapper, but they won't hear me out.
Does he have a coke nose?
He sounds like
he's stuffed up.
No, I just think that's a deviated septum from childhood. That's probably allergies. Like an allergy to peanuts or something.
think about Flutterbeep. Fluttershy gets beeped in the maze.
Flutterbeep. Just think about Flutterbeep.
What is Flutterbeep?
I don't know, but we're all thinking about it now. He says, just think about Flutterbeep. Like, we all know what you're talking about.
Just think about
Flutterbeep.
It's classic.
And Flutterbeep's vagina. When you if you take Flutterbeep's vagina and you put it off camera, it turns into a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's classy.
Now, it's a it's classy. Mm-hmm. Everyone understands. Like, oh, there's Flutterbeep's tits.
You never actually see her genitals, but you see her humping Discord, and you don't really know she's humping Discord until the last moment.
Oh, I get it. That's how it goes. If you're humping Discord in private, then
that one video had more impact on me than all the pictures of ponies just flashing their vaginas. You see, that's how a clapping video can be classic. That's my opinion anyway.
Too much. Whoa. Too much.
No one wanted to hear your opinion. Oh, I feel dirty just listening to that clip.
That's too much for my ears.
You know how porn can be classy? You know how porn of, three men and two women going at it can be classy? Just don't show the pussies.
Yeah,
as long as the pussy is off camera, it's so classy. It's not how it works. When you're fucking a pony, there's nothing classy about that. Nothing classy.
No.
I don't know what to say, Chrissy. Okay.
I think
I've got more, but we can get it. Yeah, we can get it on another episode.
I love you. I'm so glad you're not into my little ponies.
Not me. Nope, not me at all. I'm into Strawberry Bright.
I've got a whole new appreciation.
I'm into Strawberry Bright.
That are not into the ponies.
Who's the Strawberry? The Strawberry Bright? Was
Strawberry
that it?
Strawberry Bright.
That's
yeah.
right. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can watch our entire video and audio library right from there. If you'd like to get a hold of us, 470-584-8449. We welcome the feedback via text, or you can leave us a message at The Commercial Break on Instagram, at TCB Chrissy on Clubhouse, at Brian Green on Clubhouse. If you need an invite to the upcoming Only Joking Room with Eddie Brill and Stephen Wright, Susie Essman, Brian Regan, many more to be announced. If you need any, that happens every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you need an invite to that, you want to get into Clubhouse so you can be a part of it, please DM us and we would be happy to show that to you. Thanks to NordVPN.com and StoryWorth.com. Yes. Please visit them. As our listeners, it helps a great deal that if you intend to use these services, if you actually put those codes in. So NordVPN.com/TCB and StoryWorth.com/commercial break. Commercial break, not the commercial break, commercial break.
Okay.
If you put those URL extensions in there, it helps a great deal because it means we actually did our fucking job. That's what it means.
That means we're working.
I don't need to get into all of it. Just know that it helps us out a great deal. And hey, if you like us, subscribe, rate, and review. It's as easy as that. You know where we would love if you would do that? On YouTube. I think the YouTube, seeing us adds an extra element.
Yeah, it does.
I think so.
It makes it more 3D.
I think there's something funny about the actual visuals in the room. So if you haven't tuned into the YouTube / commercial break, the commercial break channel, please do. YouTube.com/the commercial break. Please do.
Please do.
I'll stop playing My Little Pony clips, please. All right, make sure your hornfish is in your scrundle.
Yep.
I love you.
Love you.
Until next time. Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.